The conference will now begin.
Hi, Shalom. Who's ever there, wherever. We're in Das Midrashacha. Sorry about last week. So let's continue on page Kuf Samach Dalad, where it says, Te'ovon Rotzum L'kiyum Hechrechi. We're talking about the difference between Te'ovon and Taiva, the tikkun of the yovesh, the dryness of the yisod of Ofa. Translating that into our personal avodah, we're discussing the chiyus that a person can find, davke, the deepest chiyus that can be found davke, through the driest moments of life, and through the most difficult moments of life. We learn that that's called the kusta de chiyusa, that even the person, a Jew who dies, there remains a spark of life in that part of his body, the luz, there remains a part that's filled with a longing to come back into this world, ad kedei kach, that from there, Hashem rebuilds the meis, or tchias ha-meisim. So, the deepest and greatest tikkun of the yisod of Ofar is that somehow, in some way, there is a point of life that is hidden deeper than the Ofar. As we spoke about 2 weeks ago, everything grows from the Ofar. Everything grows from the earth. It's a difference between histokikus, longing, and yeyush, and despair. And this is what we were discussing, the chilek between taiva and te'avon. So let's continue. On page Kuf Samach Dal, Sheivanu Shadvam Hashta, Niton Leskada Muslav Habar Bez Hashem. So we can continue to the next slav, next stage. Commercial Uska Betchila, Hayovesh Mevi Te'avon. We learned earlier that dryness can lead to two things. It can lead to despair, giving up hope. I'm finished. Hein ani eitz yavesh, like we spoke about. I'm totally dried out. I can't continue. Or it could lead, that emptiness and that dryness can lead davka to an unbelievable appetite. That from that feeling of having nothing, davka, from there could be a tremendous appetite. As it says in the Targum, Nafshen Yevesha, our souls are dry. That's talking about the eating them on. Nafshana Te'iva. So, Maha Hevedo Ben Taiva La Te'ava. What's the difference between Taiva, desire, a Taiva, and Te'ava, appetite? Nizbanin Reishis Kol Bahagdara Hapshuta Biyasaydis. Let's begin with the simplest definition. Hataiva Mikoma Biyasayd Hamayim. We learned earlier from Rabbi Chaim Vital that the source of Taiva is in the yisod of water, which is the source of all tanug and pleasure. Elu Divrei Rabbi Chaim Vital Sheskanu. You saw the Eish, Yesh Bo Gaiva V'Kaz. Eish is arrogance, conceit, and anger. You saw the Ruach, air, wind, is Dvarim B'Teilim, Dvarim B'Teilim, Narishkeiten. You saw the Hamayim is Taivim. HaTe'ovon Luma Zois, B'Koyim Rabbi Yisai the Ofer. So, Taiva, the Shorish of Taiva is in the Yisod of Mayim. But the Shorish of Te'ovon is in the Yisod HaOfer. HaPosuk She'eskarnu V'nav Shem Yivesha, our souls are dry, Nemakasha HaYisrael Man, that's when we had man every single day, that's all that we were eating was man, V'heim bo V'islendu She'nav Shem Yivesha, they complained to Hashem, to Moshe Rabbeinu, they complained that their souls are dry. They were very unhappy about the menu. They only had one thing. Like I told the Chevra once that that years ago, David Carmeli and I were, we arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and we went to eat in a in this Chassidish restaurant that used to be in Gula. And there was a Chassidish waiter, an old guy, and he gave us the menus, and they're pretty impressive, and both of us were pretty hungry. So I don't remember, you know, I ordered, could be Pargiot, David might have ordered whatever he ordered, and we were, you know, we gave our orders to the waiter, and then some time later he came back, and he just, you know, with each one of us, he gave a piece of schnitzel. So we were confused, and he asked, well, that's not what we ordered. So he said, that's the only thing we have here now. You want it or not? So when you only have one item on the menu, or even if it's a fancy menu, but lemaisa is only one thing that you're eating every day, or one thing that you could actually get, so then you, so there's a complaint of nafsheni yevesha. And they complained. So Hashem gave them the slav that he sent from Shemayim, the birds to eat, meat, whatever, basa. That place was subsequently named Kivres Hataiva, a horrible name. The burial place that comes from Taiva. What was the taina on Bnei Yisrael? Imam Chazal, that they asked for meat in a way that was not proper. And therefore, nitlam shalika hagen. And it was given to them in a way that, of course, made them sick. Lechem shashalu kahagen, a bread that is something that is totally fine to ask for, nitlam kahagen. So they were given that without any problems. So the question is, what was wrong with asking for some meat? I think every, well, maybe not everybody, but most of us can remember the last time that we did that. What's wrong? So from this parasha, it says in this parasha in May, Ki yarchav Hashem lekech hazgulcha. Then when the time will come, then Hashem will expand your borders. The Gemara learns from here that the Torah is teaching derech eretz, that a person should only eat meat, meaning to fill his empty stomach. But not to chas v'shalom eat meat l'shem taiva. Because there the Torah is talking about when it says ki yachav v'shalom kalcha zegulcha, so it says v'zavachtami b'karcha, that you should shecht and you should eat meat. That's what the Torah is talking about. So the Torah is making a distinction between a person who eats because of te'avon, or a person who's eating is because of taiva. There's something that's called Zbasa Te'ovan and Zbasa Taiva. Hamokam Shein Bikshu by Bosa V'nechshev Shashalu Shaloika Hagen. Here, they asked in a way that was because of Taiva, not Te'ovan. And therefore, the place is called Kivras HaTaiva. Ka Yitzvichim Lishol HaSabosa Me'amokam Anuka Te'ovan V'lo Taiva. Because any interest in meat, when it comes from te'avon, it's fine. That's kahogan, that's fine. But when it comes from taiva, then it ends up burying you. Then it ends up kivras ha'taiva. Klape ma she'erad ha'slav b'layla. Mufur sham b'gemar mikad lom d'tar d'arach eretz l'yochel adam basar ala b'layla. So the slav came down at night. And the Gemara says in Yuma that we learn from here that meat is something that one only eats at night. Hagdaras hadavar, laila huzman shel choshech. The night is a time of darkness, which is Yisod HaOfra, page Kuf Samachay. Mibain Arbas a Yesoid this Eshuach Maim Offer, Hachoshach Kamuvan Munach B'Yesoid Offer. From fire, air, and water, of course, darkness is in the earth, hidden inside the earth, of course, it's dark. Zohi Yesoid Hachoshach B'Yesoid is the darkest of all the elements. Hagdoros Adavrim came. She Yesoid Hachoshach Mavakish Bosom Koch Te'avon. We should have asked, and it's okay to ask for something to eat if it's coming from appetite. But it's not okay if it's coming from taiva. I think we could all relate to that, just by a simcha or even at home. You have a person that could control on Shabbos, and after davening there's a kiddush. And the person standing there for half hour, with every kugel or every, maybe for another shul, a spare rib, a stuffed cabbage, who knows, all kinds of stuff, some cholam. And the guy is eating for half hour. He switches his plate every minute with something else. And then he comes home and he's able to eat a very extensive meal, and he's not hungry at all. I mean, it's not possible that he's hungry. His stomach is filled, and it's not possible that he's hungry. This meal that he's eating at home is not something for which you could say b'tei avon, to eat with a hearty appetite. One could say what was said by the Slav, that the wife could say to her husband, that I give you, honey, a blessing that you should eat until the food comes out of your nose. Because this guy just was stuffing himself for half an hour by kiddush. Or when people sit down after a big smorgasbord at a simcha, and then an hour later, they're sitting down to have a big meal. This is all bosa taiva. Bosa taiva. It's not the same as te'avon. It's supposed to taiva. That is what is meant by shleika hagen. This is the difference when a person is asking for something or wants something, when it's because of te'avon, or whether it's coming from taiva. Kan yeshan nekuda nefla. So Schwartz writes that here we have an nekuda nefla, a wondrous thing. You all know that when Chazal make a distinction between a person who is willfully and intentionally doing an aveir, as opposed to somebody who just caved in to desire, so the chilik the Chazal says as follows: Oichal nevelus l'te'ovain. Erchel nevelus l'te'ovain, erchel basa. Achilasa shel adam ze nevas mete'ovain, loy mitayva. A person, you have one kind of a person who is erchel nevelus l'te'ovain. It's not the same thing as somebody who is erchel nevelus because of a taiva. Erchel machas erchel gufani shelu. There's a person who of course he sinned, unless he's dying, or unless there's some danger. He doesn't have to die, but unless there's danger that could potentially be fatal, a person doesn't eat something that doesn't eat in the vela, something that wasn't shechted, something that's in the vela. This individual who's eating l'te'ovain, it's because he simply didn't have what to eat, and this came his way. And he satisfied his appetite. He had an appetite. There was an emptiness. So that type of a Jew is not altogether off the chart. I mean, it's a problem, but it's not the same as a person who's oich nevelus because of taiva. Who nitzrach le'echol aruchas tarayim, achmar l'son le'motzer bosa kosher. Okay. It's not good, but the guy came time for him to eat. He hadn't eaten, and he couldn't find any kosher meat. Also oichel boser also. So he eats what he's able to have. He's hungry. He's able to get it. It happens that unfortunately there's nothing kosher, so he eats this. This is not lahachis, as it says in the brackets. In matzav oichel, if a person has the opportunity to eat kosher food and he pushes aside the kosher food to eat a nevela, to eat tarfis, that's already a mumalachis. But now we're talking about a mumal te'avon. He succumbed to his te'avon, to his appetite. He was hungry. There was nothing else for him to eat, and he sinned. He did not aver. He ate this. He ate something that wasn't kosher. But that's a mumal te'avon. We're not talking about someone who is pasled up for kol Torah kula. He's not somebody who has been disqualified as a Jew. He's a Jew that unfortunately is sinning because of that te'avon. But he's a mumla te'avon. He was hungry. There was nothing else to eat. That's not the same thing as a person as a mumla achas. That's really something else. The deep chilik between taiva and teovan was talking a moment ago about after kid is going home and having a whole big meal. That's called taiva, because taiva means I'm already full, but I can't give up on the taste in my mouth of another piece of kugel or another piece of meat. That tosefes, that additional portion beyond what you need because of your hunger, that's already called basa taiva. That's called taiva. That's something extra. It's something more than what you need. It's a meal after the smorgasbord, or even how many things from the smorgasbord, or the kind of things people describe to me. The Pesach hotel goers have described to me what goes on with people ordering all of the selections on the menu, because they told you if you had to sell your kid or your ankle to afford the hotel, you can eat everything they have on the menu. It's basa taiva. It's basa taiva. That's not te'avon. So if the waiter is not bringing you the fourth thing on the menu, he should not say to you, b'te'avon. He should say to you, b'taiva. Because that's what it is. It's a taiva. You were full a long time ago. And like this love, it's almost like coming out from your nose. It's a taiva. That's what it means. Taiva in Yonav, it's Rosen Lahosik Tesefes Alachiz. Dug Melekach, an example of this. Now, this is something which is very, very deep, because we find, like with everything else in our lives, that the root of everything in life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that we could do and all of our midas, of course, are just a stalslus of what Hashem Kiryachal himself does, and how he shows himself to us, reveals himself to us. So the whole purpose of creation was Hashem's taiva. Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishem Shiesh Lo Dir Lamayla Shehe Lokach Dir Lamata. Hashem has a taiva that the same way that he dwells above, he has a taiva to dwell below. That's the Tanchum and Chukosai, the one that everybody's more familiar with. It's brought down in Tanya and other many, many thousands of places in the Svarim is Nisava Kadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Lo Yisbarach Dira Batachtayna. That Hashem as well has a taiva to dwell below here in this world. Loshon taiva, he uses the loshon of taiva by Hashem, lo te'avon. But we understand why not te'avon, madua, because kivyachol kadim shnei varlam hayuhu echad l'shmei echad loher. And it was, before creation, when Hashem was one, and there was nothing else, him and his name, everything was one. You can't say about Hashem that he was feeling empty. Or that, like a human being, that emptiness, like a poor person who has a tremendous appetite because he hasn't had anything to eat. You can't say about Hashem, chas v'chalila, that he was empty. It's not te'avon. When Hashem was creating the world, it's not like we could say to him, the te'avon. It was a taiva. Because everything for Hashem that he made besides himself is a tosefis to himself, kivyonchol. Of course, it's really all one, but it appears as a tosefis, something additional, something extra beyond. Kivyonchol kadim shenev ha'ilam hu hayuhu echad l'shmei echad la'hayachasel l'klom. There was nothing that was lacking by Hashem. There can't be such a thing. Elama, so then what was creation? The answer is, it was a taiva. Hashem wanted something extra. Not only would he dwell in the higher world, but he would have a dwelling place in this world, all the way down, even in this physical world. Loki chaser lo mashu. Not because Hashem is lacking anything. That can't be. It's a tesefes al gabi mashakayim. It's something extra, something additional, something new that Hashem made the world. Zuvi taiva. The kansher is called a taiva is the kedusha kulon. It's not holy taiva of Hashem to create whole worlds. A person can have a taiva for kedusha also, to add and add. I'm not satisfied with one blot Gemara, I have a taiva for a second blot. I'm not satisfied with one chesed, I have a taiva for another. I'm not satisfied with one mitzvah, I have a taiva for another mitzvah. In Kedusha. Matina Mekal Mekam is Loshon Chazal, Avchana Zu, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ave. We find in a few places in Chazal such a Loshon that Hashem has a taiva. For instance, that Hashem is Mis'av L'Tfilos Mishal Tzadikim. Chazal said that the Imahos didn't have children, so because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'av, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiva for these Tfilos of the Tzadikim. For the davening of the Tzadik. Kol HaTaivas HaLolo Hein Taivas D'Kedusha L'Tesef Eschiz. All these taivas in relation to Hashem are all about a tesefis, something additional in Kedusha and holiness. Avayesh es ha'osher ha'sameh v'chalko. Sheyesh so is etzem kiyomo. There is a person who is described in the Mishnah as somebody who is wealthy, who's sameh v'chalko. He has no appetite for anything else. There's not appetite. There's no taiva, a desire for anything. He's samech v'chalka. Sheyesh lo es etzem kiyumu. This osher is a person, and the Mishnah is a person who, because he has his existence, he's samech v'chalka. He doesn't add. He's not looking for it to add. Luma zayis te'oven benefesh in yanam. So all of that is taiva. We were talking about adding tosefes. But luma zayis te'oven, on the other hand, te'oven benefesh. What's the inyif te'oven benefesh? שאם אין לו את החלק הזה, הוא מרגיש עצמי חוסר. The other means that if one does not have this portion, he's chaser. He's hungry. He's empty. Zu be'etzem ha'agdor shal tfisas yisayid ha'ofer she'ikor yoyvish. Be'etzem, this is the definition of the tfisa of the yisod of ofer, which comes from, or the ikar, ikaro, the ikar that comes with the ikar of the offer is yabosh, is yovish, dryness. The kudas hamaitzah shal abakasha, navas miachoser, lo meharosam la'oid. When it comes to te'ovon, by te'ovon, the nekuda of the request is to fill that which is missing. The person doesn't have what to eat. So to fill that which is lacking, what's missing, because of the appetite, because there's nothing, that is called te'avon. The kudas ha'maitzah shel habakasha navas mi'achoser, lo mi'harotzon la'oid. When it comes as a response to the emptiness, that there's not anything to eat, to the emptiness. So then, that's called te'avon. When it comes to taiva, he says, "Nekudas hamaisa shel abakasha noivas meachoser veloy meharotzen laod." Taiva is the rotzen laod, laod, laod. The person wants more and more, beyond what he needs, and beyond whatever his appetite is requires. Yeshnam shneim, the bottom of the page. Yeshnam shneim akamis benefesh. The two places in the soul, which are the source of a person wanting something. Yesh shahadam raisa dava, yidei lahaisa famashi yeshlo. Sometimes a person wants something in order to add to what he has. He already has plenty of money. He already has what he needs plus, but he keeps on adding more and more and more and more. Keeps on adding. You have people who are continuing going to work even though they're very old, and they're accumulating more and more wealth. Now, if you ask them, they'll of course say that it's for other people. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depends. If it's coming from Te'avon or it's coming from the Taiva. That's what he explains. Is a very deep thing. Lumazayst te'ovain. On the other hand, te'ovain benefesh and yoshi me'in lo it's a chelik as a humagish as a chazuba as a magdoya. Nekudas ha'maitse yeshnam shnemekos, I'm sorry, shnemekos is the last line. On the other hand, there's a rotzen that comes because there's something that's missing, and the person wants to fill that which is missing. Not adding, but to be able to complete, to fill that which is lacking, which is missing. Hachoser, who's that shemarli by zerotzen? it's the deficiency or the absence of something that creates, that gives birth to this te'ovon, to this rotzen, this rotzen. Therefore, we find in Tanakh that te'ovon is a lotion of wanting. And Rivka and Eliezer, if a man doesn't have, if the woman does not have this te'avon to go with you, it says in Pasuk that we just learned by Shabbos Chazon, if toivu ushmatem. If you have a te'avon and you listen, so mehechem megiyah mahalak shel te'avon l'loshen rotzen. What's the connection between te'avon and rotzen? Eretz nikras eretz l'loshen rotzen. So Rav Schwartz explains where does te'avon come from, and he explains that Eretz is called Eretz, the earth, the land, earth, is called Eretz because it's a lashon of rotze, of wanting. Hagdoras hadavar, be'oretz, be'ofar, mezgala harotzen hanikra te'ovon. That in the earth, Eretz is earth, in the ofar, there is mezgala, and davke from those places, there is mezgala, there is revealed, a tremendous te'avon. Mizgala ha-rotzen ha-nikla te'avon. Rotzen zeh megiyah ma'isa tfisa she'en lo klum. V'hutoy l'chol davar. Remember, the rotzen of te'avon, comes from a realization, a tfisa, that the person simply has nothing. He has nothing. He's completely impoverished, doesn't have a piece of bread. So that's the rotzen of a ksha'in leklum zet te'avon. That's called the rotzen of the earth. That's the rotzen of the earth. Everything grows from that. Everything comes to life because of the te'avon that the earth has. That rotzen that the earth has. Ha'rotzen shemizgala b'yisayda ofra naveh mi'etzam ha'yayv. So what comes out from here is a very remarkable thing. He says, when a person has and he just wants more, from the Kudus HaTviyah, and in the Vasmi Achos HaMbushon, that's not coming from filling what's missing. That's Taiva. That's to add something beyond, in addition. But when a person is empty and has nothing, that's called, and that longing is called Te'avon, and that's the Rotsan of the earth. And therefore, the earth has in it this unbelievable energy, this unbelievable longing, this estoikikus. And from that unbelievable estoikikus of the earth, everything grows, everything comes to life. So it turns out that the rotzen that is mezgala, that is revealed, the rotzen that's mezgala in the yisod of offer, mevei me'etzem hayoyves. It comes from the dryness itself. It comes from the dryness itself. In the simple definition of yovish, of dryness, we saw that it means that there has no chiyas. It's dry. Is ba'alano ata, maruchah shayovish yisayda ofar, kol inyono gilu shar shachiyas. What we're learning now is an amazing thing. Even on the surface, the dryness of the ofar means it has no chiyas at all. But on a deeper level, it's davka the yovish, it's davka the dryness of the yisayda ofar, that has the most amazing, profound te'ovon for chiyas for life. Because of its emptiness, because of its dryness. Shekishem sha'achayim sha'be'esh, the same way that the heat of the fire and the lechus sha'beruach and the moisture of the air, v'akrius sha'bamayim and the coldness of the water, heim shar sachiyas, each of these is a root of chiyas, of energy, of excitement, of energy. So, kein yovish to offer, hu sharish to chiyas. It comes out that the dryness of offer is the root and source of chiyas, of tremendous, tremendous chiyas, tremendous life. Dafka, the yovish of the offer is the sharish of its chiyas. And this is the meaning of Hakol Haya Min Ha'ofer V'Shavol Ofer. Everything comes from the dirt and returns to the dirt. Omek Chiyusim Shal Nevraim Kulam. The deepest Chiyus of all that exists, Novas, comes from what? The Tfisa, the understanding, She'en Lehem Klum V'Hem Ishtaki Kim Labarim. A person, a Jew who's in the highest place, is in the strongest and clearest place, he's in a place of complete bittul, which means I have nothing. I am nothing, I have nothing of my own. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything that exists comes from this great outcry of the earth that means I want Eretz, and he wrote that. Everything that comes out from the earth, that scream, that cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have nothing, only what you bring forth for me. I have nothing. Ikar Shleishis saying, Nikarihamun of the 13th Ikar. Nikarihamun is, Ani Mamun Bamun Shleima Vias HaMashiach. I believe with complete faith in Mashiach coming. Vafapi Shehis Mamehim Kolza Hakala. Even though there's been great delay, I've appreciated my man. It's taking a long time. In Kolze, despite that, Achakalo, I still wait for him. Klaimer. B'teva, it's the nature of this world. Dovashem is a mameh of enemagia. If there's something that's supposed to arrive, and it never arrives, at some point, the person just says, "Vayel chisar and kiss." Okay, it's a found, it's lost, it's gone. That's the teva of the world. That at some point, Adam is a messiah shemeno. Vayel chisar and kiss. Avokan, over here, however, Afal Pishis Mameim calls a Chakalai. Here there's no giving up. Here there's no giving up. Even though it's taking a while, nevertheless, I'm always waiting. So where did this chiyus come from? Dafka, because of that histokikus, because of that longing, that histokikus was mamshich into mitzias. It brings, draws down into mitzias the object of that, histokikus. Kishiyushlam ha'ofra ayde sholos yisayda sachim. When we, as we've learned, the Sod of Ofar is being repaired through the three Yesidus, then the Ofar will also have a Takana. Ava mehechen yesh lanu kayayim eschi yusenu b'yesed ha'ofar. So we learned that when it comes to Eish, Maim, and Ovir, that only Mashiach Sekenah can bring down such a new. Zui atfisa hamukah shel kol davar yesh tikun midavar shel chutzalai. This is a very deep matter that everything finds eventually its tikun. Davka, yesh tikun midover, davka, that's where he gets his chiyus from. From the Ishtaikikus. He gets it from the Ishtaikikus. Comes from the hunger itself. It comes from the longing itself. That's a mistakikus. I think I missed I'm sorry. I haven't slept much the last couple of days, so I think I slipped a little bit here. I apologize. It's not such a big chiddush to fall asleep a little bit when you're listening to a shiur. It's a little bit more of a chiddush to fall asleep when you're giving a shiur. So I hope you're moichel. So on Kuf Samach Zayin, let's try this again. Kuf Samach Zayin, the third line. Kishiyushlam ha'ofa ayde ha'yisaydes ha'cherim hare ha'ofi yisuka. Ma'echen yeshlam ha'kayanis chiyusena b'yisayda ha'ofa. Where does the chiyus come? What is it? Where does the chiyus come when it comes for the yisod ha'ofa? Ha'evyon kolzman shu lo kivo matonis ha'evyon im ha'echen u'chai. The poor person, how does he live until he finally gets his matanis levyon, something, a gift? How does he live? The answer is, because he's living because of that longing that he has. He's living even though he's starving now. He hasn't had anything to eat. And he's waiting, maybe he's going to get some matanis levyon. So what keeps him alive? What keeps him alive is the histaikikus. What keeps him alive is the longing. That's what keeps him alive. A person who gives up would just be finished, would just die. But it's the etzem hishtah, who chai mi etzem hishtaikah v'shalom. So it fees amukesh l'kol davi yesh tikun medavish v'chutzalai. Yesh a tikun min ayubay. Everything has a tikun from something outside of itself and a tikun from within itself. Kach mugdash ha'ofa yochel yitzaken ayidei mayim ruach esh. So we learn that Ofer, there's a tikkun of the yisod of Ofer that comes from water, wind, and fire. But the yesod tikkun to Ofer gufa. But there's a tikkun within the Ofer itself. And that tikkun within the Ofer itself, even with all of its dryness, there's still that kusa de chiyus, that longing for life. Therefore, every yurida in the yisod of Ofer causes there to be a greater longing, causes there to be a greater desire, a greater te'avon, an appetite and a longing. And this how we have a little bit of a taste of this oimek, of how in the end every kilkul is hoifech l'tikun. So how oimek ech kol kilkul hoifech l'tikun. This is what I was talking about in yeshiva. We were farbringing the other day. This ability to change the bitterness into sweetness and the darkness to light. That's exactly what this is. So I'm going to call kilkul haifach latikun. Every kilkul can bring about a tikun. Let's say a person fails a test in school, fails an exam. Either he can remiss the actions to say to himself, I'm an idiot, I'll never pass. Or he could say, oh, this is horrible. I can't believe this happened to me. I failed the exam. And then he studies like a mishugan for the next exam, and he makes it up, and he does great on the exam. The difference is that the first guy was totally, totally dried out. And therefore, he had a bad grade on the exam. It's a foul. That's it. I'm done. The second, because this person, of course, is in a place of taiva. But the second person, the one with the te'ovon, feels, wow, I failed this exam. I really, really, really want desperately to do well on the next one. That's the chiyus that's in the Yisrael HaOfen. That is Stoikikos. That's Te'ovan. That's called Te'ovan. So that's what he's explaining those words. The mitzvah kol yirida sheyesh na b'yisrael ofer geremes eshtoikos oid yoseh gedola. Every yirida causes there to be a greater longing for a greater eshtoikos for the aliyah. Za'oimek eich kol kilkul haifak latikun. Hare l'chayra yesh na rebriya ma'arecha shel kilkulam. L'chayra, it seems that in creation there's a whole ma'arecha, there's a whole system of kilkulam. Yesh na ma'arecha shel tikunam, and a whole ma'arecha of tikun. Over past this mevinim, and a simple over we could understand. Haya kilkul ulaacha mekain tikun. And a simple over we can understand that first something was destroyed, was ruined, and afterwards there's a tikun. Loshen Chazal, Shayakad Baruch Hu b'ayna elamis machriv, and that Hashem kivyochol was created worlds, built worlds, and destroyed them, until finally he made the world that we're in. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such an amazing way. He built worlds, he destroyed them, and then he built worlds and destroyed them. Atzibar, until he built this final edition and said, Dein hanayinli, yasan li hanayinli, yasan loy hanayinli. This world, the world that we're in right now, Hashem says, this is what gives me pleasure. But yasan, the other one is loy hanayinli. Again, Kamba Pashas Achurban Uchurban. Here too, the Pashas is Gam Kamba Pashas Achurban. The Churban is Churban. And the Shachre Chaim will borrow Eilim Asachem. But afterwards, he built other worlds. When there was water in the place, no water left this place. The pastor is, when you look at this, there was once water, and now there's no longer any water. So the pastor says, we're talking about a churban. So, and therefore, charva or chorev means a lashon of churban. But ekev istaklus achiyah shalaman. That's where it comes to water. I'll be yeser, in a deeper way. The word cherev is behipuch oisius chibur. The word sword, cherev, is the opposite. It was the same letters. As the word chibur. HaChurban atzmo moilid chibur chadash. The meaning of this is that it's the churban itself, the destruction itself that gives birth, that brings about a new chibur, a new attachment, a new dveikus. It's through the churban that one comes to, that one can come to a greater connection, a greater relationship. A chibur chadash. Mahu oisa chibur, and what is this chibur that comes, davke, because of the churban? Tzadikim hamidli b'churbana, yoyser tzadikim shehamidli, tzadikim hamidli b'churbana, yoyser mitzadikim shehamidli b'vinyana. That during the time of our galus and churban, we gave birth to more, many more children, much stronger and greater binyanim than the time when everything is built up and everything is fine. That's the chibur. Tzadikim hamilich b'chobana, yoysim tzadikim shamilich b'vinyana. Why? Because the nature of the tzadik is that the tzadik has this te'avon. And because of this te'avon that the tzadik has, this appetite for life, so there are more children that come from galus and more tzaddikim from galus. Shehamidli, that's what it means. Tzaddikim hamidli v'churbana yoyser mitzaddikim shehamidli v'binyana. More than the tzaddikim who came to the world in a matzav of things being built, of things being complete. Yom Shenechrov by Beis Hamikdash, Noil of Mashiach. At deeper level, that means on the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, was the Dafke, and that destruction was the most unbelievable te'avon, the most unbelievable appetite. For the Beis Hamikdash, for Gula, and therefore on that day, in a very deep and mysterious way, which we wouldn't see for many years afterwards, the Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach is born. Mashiach is born. So Mashiach comes into the world from a feeling of desperation, longing, and emptiness. That's where Mashiach comes. The Ishtoikikus, the longing comes from that feeling of churban. I have nothing. I can't depend on anything anymore. There's nothing at all that I could do. That's called tzadikim hamidli b'churban, yoyesim tzadikim shamidli b'vinyana. Yom shenechrov by Beis HaMikdash, chadal talas nal Mashiach. The Mashiach was born on that day, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What does this mean? It was just a coincidence that on the same day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Mashiach was born? No, of course not. It's the churban itself that gave birth to Mashiach. It's the desolation, the emptiness that gave birth to this most unbelievable appetite to have the Baruch Shem Kivyoch the Shechina with us once again in this world. And therefore, when Mashiach Nehmer, Rav Pishis Mameir, is Mameir, Mechen is Chadish Korach, Letzapus, Afal Pishis Mameir. From where did the Jewish people take this Korach to long and to want and to wait for Mashiach, even though it's taking so long? Achurban Hailet Korach, it's the Churban that gave birth to this. Achurban Hailet Silut Chiyus Mukhlatus. Kol Chiyus Seinu Himi Beis HaMikdash. Ekshenecher Beis HaMikdash, Mechen Achshu Yesh Lachiyus. Lachiyus. The Beis HaMikdash is our Chiyus. Once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, from where are we going to take any chiyus? The answer is, me'etzem ishtaklus lebinyan, from the very same thing, the longing to have the Beis HaMikdash back with us. Nimtza she'achurban chidesh chiyus. So the churban is mechadesh the whole inyan of chiyus. Kan yesh nasug yamuke echa moves yibetzem chayim. From here we see that death is really the source of life. Hamavet silek sug echad shel chiyus v'gila sug chadash shel chiyus. Death reveals one type of hamavet silek sug. Death removes one level of chiyus, but at the same time, gila sug chadash shel chiyus revealed. Death reveals a new type of chiyus. Tamanach n'toyvsim shahagdoras hadover yishesh mavus muklat lach mekain tia tchia. The way we always thought is that Kodem Kol, there'll be absolute Moves Mukhlat. At some point, Lachmi came to Yeb Tchia, there'll be a Tchia. Lo, Ha Moves Megala Mineu Bei Suk Chodesh Tchias, are you talking? Heichan Bishtakus. Death itself reveals, from within itself, a new type of Chias. And what is that Chias? And how is that? Heichan, the answer is, to a story, because. Through longing. Okay, Chevro, again, I apologize. I'm just falling asleep. It's, Mr. Shem, I hope to be able to explain this again better next time. And in the meantime, I hope there was something that you were able to understand. And we'll continue, Bez Hashem. We'll continue next week, and Bezkuf Samuk Ches. I tried to get some sleep before then. Cultive.